FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office tomorrow night. He'll explain why he's ending his re-election bid and what he'll focus on in the final 6 months of his term. Vice President Kamala Harris has enough delegates now to be the Democratic Party's presumptive presidential nominee, but nothing is set in stone yet.
This is a fair process, and we are kicking it off tomorrow with the Rules Committee. And when the Rules Committee puts out its votes, we will get an opportunity then to have candidates, all candidates, start off trying to get their 300 signatures.
DNC Chair Jamie Harrison, the party's convention is 4 weeks away. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address a joint session of Congress tomorrow. He meets with President Biden at the White House Thursday, and then on Friday, he'll meet with former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Stocks close lower. This is ABC News. The FAA is ramping up oversight on Southwest Airlines.
After a series of events in which Southwest Boeing 737s got dangerously close to hitting the ground or the ocean, the FAA says it's increasing oversight on Southwest to ensure the airline is complying with federal safety regulations. On July 14th, a Southwest flight from Columbus to Tampa came within 150 feet of the water. Another in June involved a Southwest plane dropping to 525 feet over Oklahoma, and in April, a Southwest plane was 400 feet from hitting the ocean off the coast of Hawaii. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Despite price cuts and lower financing, Tesla's second quarter net income dropped 45% compared to a year ago. It's Tesla's second straight quarterly net income decline. Score one for the WNBA, the league's All-Star Game Saturday against the U.S. Olympic team, drew a record number of viewers, 3.4 million. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake, like,
right, lean left, lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris says she's running a people-powered campaign to beat Donald Trump. Harris visited Milwaukee Tuesday to launch her presidential campaign, only 2 days after Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
So, friends, we have 105 days until Election Day, and in that time, we've got some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. We like hard work, don't we? And we will win this election.
Harris has already raised over $100,000 for her campaign since Sunday afternoon. The plane that crashed and killed two people near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh was privately owned and not a part of the air show. The cause of the crash on Monday is still under investigation, and the names of the deceased have not been released. Last year at Air Venture, two people died and two were injured in a mid-air collision during the air show. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers training camp continues with Jordan Love as only a spectator as the team and his agents work out a new contract for the quarterback. Can a deal be done in the next few days? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think so. But again, you never know. I mean, we're working really hard to get that done. These are big deals. It takes time. They're not as easy as some people may think.
Head coach Matt LaFleur on when did he learn he'd be without Love at practice.
When I was told yesterday. is what it is.
In the meantime, backup Sean Clifford is running the offense.
Step in there, get in with the ones, you know, just be able to work with Josh Myers and Elton and all, and you know, the whole starting lineup, so that way they know that they can count on me when and if the time would ever come.
Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Cubs last night 3-1. Chicago's Ian Happ with a home run. The Brewers held to just 5 hits. They'll play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly sunny for tomorrow after some patchy morning fog, highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine in around 80 to the low 80s Thursday, and with more humidity for the weekend, temps continue to climb through the 80s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, we visit with Congressman Mark Pocan about the current presidential campaign chaos and his take on last week's Republican convention.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. What a beautiful day it is here in the Pacific Northwest. It's kind of cold, actually. So those of you in the rest of the country who've been suffering under incredible heat, the cold is coming. Anyway, a lot to talk about. Kamala Harris has now secured enough delegates to have the presidential nomination of the Democratic Party. Enough pledged delegates have come forward out of the, you know, almost 4,000. Enough have come forward and said, yep, I'm voting for her, that she's got it in the bag. So, you know, the next step is who's going to be the vice president. And I'm betting that we will know that tomorrow. It's just, it's a guess. I'm not really betting. I'm guessing that we will know that tomorrow. But you can kind of see it, feel it in the wind, as it were, you know, that this is coming. And so anyhow, we'll talk about all this stuff. J.D. Vance's audacious attack. He demands Kamala Harris show gratitude to white male power. This is pretty bizarre. Also, maybe voters just aren't all that into him. So we got a little J.D. Vance news here. Also, a fascism alert. Another Trump ally threatens civil war if the Republican Party loses the election. In the second hour of our program, David Pepper's going to drop by. He's got an Ohio purge update. What's going on in Ohio? What are the Republicans up to there to keep Democrats from ever winning any kind of statewide office? Also, Biden calls for justice for Sonya Massie in the most recent horrific police shooting. This is this actually even got President Biden to say something about it. A brand new fail by Elon. And Joe Connison is going to drop by in our third hour. He's got a new book out, How Grifters, Swindlers, and Frauds Hijacked American Conservatism. And we're doing that in the first half of the third hour. Okay, so if in the third hour, if you want to call in, we'll just be taking calls after that. So don't forget the second half of the hour. You can call in. We'll be talking with you. But Joe's going to be with us for a half hour. A lot to talk about. He's got a great book. So J.D. Vance, let's start out there. Yesterday, and this is my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled J.D. Vance's Audacious Attack Demands Kamala Harris Show Gratitude to White Male Power. And yesterday at a campaign stop in Ohio, J.D. Vance said that Kamala Harris shouldn't lead the country because she isn't grateful for it. Seriously, this is what he said, and I quote. He said, you know what I see? Want to take bets here? Want to start a betting pool just in this auditorium? If you want to lead this country, you should feel grateful for it, a sense of gratitude. I never hear that gratitude come through when I listen to Kamala Harris. What's he talking about here? I think, you know, I've got my secret GOP decoder ring here. And, you know, the white myth of America, which J.D. Vance echoed at his RNC speech, I mentioned that at some length yesterday, is that our nation was built by white men. Of course, ignoring the black, Asian, Hispanic labor and that of women of all races that actually built much of this nation. And for the record, Kamala Harris is the parent of two immigrants, and explicitly, I mean, you know, just one from India, one from Jamaica, and just comes right out and says all the time, I mean, it's part of her standard stump speech, how her parents came to America and found a land of opportunity, and, you know, whoever thought that, you know, a little black girl from you know, wherever, I guess she lived in Wisconsin, actually, for a while, you know, could grow up to be vice president of the United States. I mean, she's clearly grateful for America. And that's why it's fairly obvious that when J.D. Vance said this, he wasn't talking about real gratitude or expressions of gratitude. What he was talking about was that she's not sufficiently deferential. That women, particularly black women, but women in general, and I'll expand on this in a moment, need to be humble in the face of white wealth and power. And instead of, you know, gratefully deferring to the white men who are born to rule, she's a pretender to the role of president, a usurper of the power and privilege that never should have been in the hands of a woman, particularly a woman of color. I mean, keep in mind, this is the same J.D. Vance who, along with eight other Republican senators and about 25, I think 24 members of the House, Republican members of the House, one of those other senators was Ted Cruz, by the way, who's also up for re-election this year, wrote a letter to HHS Secretary Javier Becerra. What was that letter about? Well, Javier Becerra issued a rule. You know, he runs Health and Human Services, and he issued a rule nationwide that says that police cannot demand the health records of women, menstruation records, pregnancy records, whatever. What the Republicans are particularly interested in is menstruation records. That police cannot just go to a doctor's office or a hospital and say, I want the records of this woman so-and-so, you know, without a court order. And so J.D. Vance and Ted Cruz and six of their colleagues in the Senate, Republicans, wrote a letter to Javier Becerra saying, you can't do that. You need to immediately withdraw that rule. Why? Because they want police to be able to access the menstrual and other health records so that prosecutors and police in red states can keep track of women. This is the menstrual police, can keep track of women and find out when they're pregnant. And then, you know, catch them if they order some mail order mifepristone, or if they travel out of state to get an abortion, they can nail them. I mean, I'm not even speculating here. They will tell you that. I mean, Vance and Cruz and the Republicans on the Supreme Court, they're all big fans of the menstrual police. Why? Well, because when women can't control their reproductive capacity, it's very difficult for them to sustain a career in the workforce or in politics, which is exactly what Republicans, you know, the goal of Republicans is to remove women from the workforce, competition for men, you know, and from government. Pretty straightforward stuff. And so, you know, now it kind of falls into context that Harris's lack of a submissive attitude of gratitude to rich white men like Trump, Vance, and the billionaires who own the GOP, and, you know, is the logical result of the white men on the Supreme Court in 1965 in the Griswold case, which legalized birth control, and in 73, the Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion, letting her have a career as a district attorney and a prosecutor and a state attorney general and the vice president. They let her, and she's not grateful for that. She's not sufficiently appreciative. I mean, J.D. Vance is pretty clear about this stuff. In 2022, when he was running for the U.S. Senate, which, by the way, was his first and only public experience, you know, public office experience. This was the same year, by the way, that a 10-year-old girl who was raped by a relative had to flee Ohio to get an abortion. He represents Ohio. In 2022, he was asked, do you think that there should be exceptions for rape and incest? in the state's abortion ban. And he said two wrongs don't make a right. Rape followed by an abortion, that's two wrongs. Two wrongs don't make a right. He added that the fetus or the zygote should take primacy over the woman. Which is more important? Well, here's a verbatim quote. He said, it's not whether a woman should be forced to bring a child to term, it's whether a child should be allowed to live, even though the circumstances of that child's birth are somehow inconvenient. That question really, to me, is about the baby. In other words, forget about the woman. This is all about babies. Noting that women today regard children as, quote, inconveniences to be discarded instead of blessings to cherish, this guy who in 2019, by the way, converted to Catholicism, added in an interview with the Catholic Current newspaper, he said, there's something comparable between abortion and slavery. I think it has a morally distorting effect on the entire society. He went on to argue that the Comstock Act, which outlaws any device that can be used to produce an abortion or any drug that can be used for abortion from being sent through the mail, FedEx, UPS, or any other common carrier. The 1874, I think it is, Comstock Act, which is still on the books, as Clarence Thomas pointed out recently from the bench in the Supreme Court. The Comstock Act would end all abortions in America. And J.D. Vance has come out and said, we need to enforce the Comstock Act. Well, that'll shut up those uppity, ungrateful women. He's also apparently upset that women have the right to no-fault divorce. He's come out, this is another one of his great quotes. He says, this is one of the great tricks that I think the sexual revolution pulled on the American populace, which is the idea that, like, well, okay, these marriages were fundamentally, you know, they were maybe even violent, but certainly they were unhappy. And so getting rid of them and making it easier for people to shift spouses like they change their underwear, that's going to make people happier in the long term, end quote, he says sarcastically. He calls Kamala Harris a childless cat lady. He called AOC that also, and Pete Buttigieg. Now, for the record, Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg they're both parents of children. Kamala has two stepchildren with her husband, Doug Emhoff, from his first marriage. And Pete and Chastain, his husband, have adopted two children, twins, in fact. You know, Sam Alito, in his Dobbs decision overturning Roe, might as well have said, a woman's place is in the bedroom and the kitchen, period. Remember how Mike Pence refused to dine with women other than his wife? Yeah, how very patriarchal, right? So, as Vance and Cruz will tell you, and they told Secretary Becerra, the job of men is to police women's menstrual periods and their travel so they don't do anything ungrateful, you know, like getting birth control or an abortion or visiting a lawyer to get a divorce. Can't have that. You can read the whole thing complete with all the quotes and all the links to all the quotes over at HartmanReport.com today for free, easy. Don't even have to sign up. It's amazing stuff. I have some quotes from J.D. about Donald Trump I'll share with you. You probably heard most of them, but, you know, what the heck. And also some interesting stuff about, you know, polling and just a whole bunch of interesting stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with you. Stay with us.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature, and both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you to do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. Superbearing.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code Tom.
In the voice.
visions fall. There's a silent shadow cast standing tall. From the fields to the factories, through centuries unbound, the echoes of a power, deep and profound. Whispers of privilege, a legacy so deep, in the land of the free, promises they keep. But in the shadows where the stories entwine, truths untold, we seek to redefine. White male power, woven in the past, through the pages of history, shadows that last. But the time has come for voices to rise, breaking the chains, opening our eyes.
Welcome back. Another Trump ally threatens civil war if the Republicans lose the election. Nate, you've got the video on this, right?
Yeah.
And the audio? Okay, here it is right here.
I believe wholeheartedly Donald Trump and Butler County's J.D. Vance are the last chance to save our country politically. I'm afraid if we lose this one, it's going to take a civil war to save the country, and it will be saved. It's the greatest experiment in the history of mankind.
Right.
And if we come down to a civil war, I'm glad we got people like Schmitty and the Bikers for Trump on our side.
We got some really well-armed people here. Not, you know, don't worry about that. That was Ohio State Senator George Lang, you know, and he's taking some crap for it. But, hey, you know, this is how Republicans talk. This, it's just incredible. It really is. Nikki Haley had a pack. It was called the Nikki Haley Pack. They've renamed it. Seriously, the people who ran the pack, who were Nikki Haley Republican supporters, have renamed it. They've replaced her name with Kamala Harris's name, and they have said, we're going to give this money to Kamala Harris. I think it was called the Haley Voters for Biden, and it's now called, well, they don't say what the name of it is now, but it's got a new name, and they're giving their money to the Harris campaign. Well, that's a good start. That's a very good start. Kamala Harris, by the way, more progressive than Joe Biden, which is pretty amazing. This is from one of the environmental newsletters that I subscribe to on Substack. Harris called for, she was actually more aggressive on climate change than Joe Biden. She called for a carbon tax. She endorsed banning fracking, and she proposed spending up to $10 trillion. Keep in mind, we spent two or three, I think, on cutting greenhouse gases and transitioning to green energy. This was in 2020 during the campaign. As a senator, she was an early endorser of the Green New Deal. She even proposed that we hit the targets for zero emissions in 2045 instead of the 2050 that we've all agreed to. So, and a former Republican pollster, Sarah Longwell, has also just jumped. She's now working to defeat J.D. Vance. She says his flip-flopping on Trump, his extreme abortion position, that's what's breaking through in the polling that's going on.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or like, chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veterans service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
The people stand tall. We've seen Trump rise and fall, and we've heard the call. With unity and hope, we can make a stand. Together, side by side, we can heal this land. We've got the power in our hands, the strength of many in every heartland. We can win against Trump, we can take the lead for a future bright where everyone is free.
There you go, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? Oh, just a couple of, just before I pick up your calls, just a, Eric Swalwell is waving these around in Congress right now. So here's a few quotes from J.D. Vance about Donald Trump. Quote, he's cultural heroin. He makes some feel better for a bit, but he cannot fix what ails them, and one day they'll realize it. I go back and forth between thinking Trump is a cynical ass like Nixon or that he's America's Hitler. The coddling of thug real estate barons who commit serial sexual assault. I'm going to vote third party because I can't stomach Trump. I think he's noxious. I don't think he actually cares about folks. My God, what an idiot. Trump is one of the USA's most hated, villainous, douchey celebrities. Yeah, that's what J.D. Vance had to say about Donald Trump. Oh, my. Susan in Phoenix. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to share about Mark Kelly, because you're right, he's not very progressive. Mm-hmm. About 8 or 9 months ago. Now, I've met him in person because I'm a PC and I've been at events with him. And so I emailed him directly and told him I was a PC in Arizona, and he answered me right away. And
PC, I shared how... Precinct committee person? Advantage.
Yes, I'm also a secretary for our LD.
Okay.
And so I emailed him directly and asked him, told him that Medicare Advantage was a scam, and and I gave him some facts, like the 17% that they were turned down on being covered, and we had to go for approval. And I told him how I believed it was a scam. And I gave him an article. And then he got back to me immediately and said, Medicare Advantage gives seniors a choice, and so defending it.
Yeah.
So I emailed him back and sent him more articles. And with that, he sent me, he says, I'm going to turn this over to my team, and you can talk to them. Well, I never heard from them.
Right.
So to me, that's and then I just recently heard that he is not for Medicare for All either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no,
he's more of a corporate Democrat, and Kamala Harris is, you know, very clearly a solid progressive, which makes me think that she probably won't pick him. If she does, it's a sign of how convinced the Democrats are that they need Arizona, frankly, or that they need to reach out to white men, you know, manly men, right? Because he comes across as a manly man. You know, he was an astronaut. He's a military. He's a tough guy. He knows how to shoot a gun. He's got, you know, he doesn't have any hair on his head, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Well, I'm so excited about her, though. Mm. And I know she's energized the whole party, the way I see it. And I hope she goes for Gretchen Whitmer. I think what a powerful
Well, Gretchen Whitmer came out yesterday and said she doesn't want the job.
Oh, she did? I didn't hear
that. Which is why I think it's going to be Josh Shapiro, who is progressive and who is, you know, who does represent a state that Democrats need, which is Pennsylvania. He's the governor of Pennsylvania. And
I think they'd be harder to take Pennsylvania than Arizona.
Yeah, and he knows how to take names and kick ass. But, you know, it's all speculation at this moment. If it is Mark Kelly or some other corporate Democrat, I will still vote for her and work for her. And I will believe that it's possible that people can change their opinions once they no longer need all that corporate money just to keep their Senate seat.
Yes.
You know, Mark Kelly's in a state where it's tough for a Democrat to get elected. I understand that. So, but anyway, Susan, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Devon in Pittsburgh. Hey, Devon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, I'm kind of freaked out. You mentioned earlier purging voters in Ohio.
Yeah.
And I myself, someone who has never missed an election, including the entire time I've lived at this address, I got a packet from Allegheny County asking me to register to vote.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah.
Did you go to vote.org and check your voter registration? I mean, maybe it was a mistake.
Well, I have not yet, to be perfectly honest with you. I was rather disturbed that this packet was sent to me in the first place. And certainly I know how to, you know, check my registration and I can do that. But what about the other people in Pittsburgh that might be receiving these packets in the mail and wondering, wait a minute, am I registered? Am I not? Oh, screw it.
Is your Secretary of State a Republican or a Democrat?
I don't know.
Because that would be the public official who's in charge of purging the votes.
Well, that would be a good. Yeah, right. Maybe I should call my Secretary of State, figure out who that is. So it's very disturbing and just kind of fits a pattern here in Pennsylvania as far as, you know, this whole election crazy cycle is going.
Step on, find out if you were purged. And if you were, then, of course, re-register. But and find out why you were purged and raise some hell about it, and then call back and let us know. If you weren't purged, then, you know, you have to wonder what's going on. Was it a mistake? Did somebody ask for it on your behalf? Are they hoping that you'll register again, and then they'll say, oh, she's registered twice. She's a voter fraud person. Let's just purge her altogether. I mean, there's a lot of different possible answers to this, and I'm just speculating here wildly, but you need to find out what happened, Devon.
I absolutely am going to get to the bottom of this, Tom, and I hope anyone else who receives one of these packets in Pittsburgh does the same.
Right, or anywhere
so
in Pennsylvania.
Vote.
There you go.
Or anywhere in Pennsylvania. Right.
Thanks,
Tom. Have a good one.
Yep, you too. James in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, James, what's up?
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. I got a great business opportunity for you and me. Just don't tell anybody else. Just you and me will invest in this. It's a futuristic thing that's coming up. You were talking about women's rights, and I think we need to figure out who the companies are that are gonna have to start making chastity belts. Remember what those are, Tom?
I'll bet Jockey would be a great company to make those.
Yeah, you and me could just keep it secret, Tom. No, nobody's listening. And listen,
pick up some of their stock, you know.
Listen, I know Kamala Harris is listening. She's having somebody listen. Yeah. She's going to hear this. She's a strong, strong person, Tom. I need somebody to address Donald Trump on the amount of secret people that we've lost. I'm an old ASA guy. I was in the Army Security Agency, and we sat around on these precarious atolls. And I spent 10 months one time on top of one of these little mountains between hostile countries. And we're up there with nothing but our headphones and our secret equipment and stuff that we've got to destroy. And I was involved in one of those where we had to scramble to try. Anyway, Tom, I'd like her to address Donald Trump on how many of these people that he had lost, to sit up there on one of these places and to think that your chief executive would give up your position, Tom. That's a nightmare that freaks me out to the point of.
It's a noble gesture, actually. I mean, it very rarely happens in politics, here or anywhere else in the world. The people who have power, and being president of the United States is about as close as you can get to absolute power, particularly after the Supreme Court says you can break the law and not be prosecuted. So giving up power is an amazing, amazing thing, James. I mean, what Joe Biden did was not just selfless. It was, you know, it's right up there with George Washington.
I talked to you about that last week, Tom, and you hung up on me when I said he had his mouth open. I'm sorry about that. But, but when he gave a slow salute, when he gave, you know, and he was standing there dead fast, immobile at the Juneteenth celebration, and everyone else was dancing. And then when he gave a slow funeral salute to his Air Force guys, that really did it for me, yeah. Tom.
I got it. I think he's a fine president. It's clear in terms of campaigning.
He's just a wonderful, wonderful man.
Yeah. James, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Yes, hello. I would just like to, you know, going through the weeks that we did and everything, I'm really saddened that Joe was removed the way he was. But maybe having COVID, he didn't have to see everybody's face the way they were looking at him, talking about him and treating him. I think it was very disrespectful. I think the Democrats showed that they could be as Republican as any other Republican, the way they savage each other. But and I was also saddened that Governor Gretchen Whitmer was at a book signing just 15 minutes from me. I could have gone there and gotten a book signed. I didn't do it. And why I didn't go there is because of the way she treated Joe at his Motown rally in Detroit. He wasn't even there. And it was very obvious. That is a swing state. Yeah. That is a big electoral state. She wasn't even there. And it was such a bad look. And found out that she was in Sun Valley, Idaho with billionaires.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a good team between Kamala and Joe. She's got a big tent, and she's going to keep him there, and he's going to be very good for her.
I agree. Diane, I'm sorry. I'm out of time. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office tomorrow night. He'll explain why he's ending his re-election bid and what he'll focus on in the final 6 months of his term. Vice President Kamala Harris has enough delegates now to be the Democratic Party's presumptive presidential nominee, but nothing is set in stone yet.
This is a fair process, and we are kicking it off tomorrow with the Rules Committee. And when the Rules Committee puts out its votes, we will get an opportunity then to have candidates, all candidates, start off trying to get their 300 signatures.
DNC Chair Jamie Harris and the party's convention is 4 weeks away. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address a joint session of Congress tomorrow. He meets with President Biden at the White House Thursday, and then on Friday, he'll meet with former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Stocks close lower. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Vice President Kamala Harris says her work as a prosecutor has prepared her to defeat Donald Trump this November. Kamala Harris kicked off her presidential campaign Tuesday with a visit to Milwaukee, only 2 days after Joe Biden dropped out of the race.
Do we want to live in a country of freedom, compassion, and rule of law, or a country of chaos, fear, and hate? And here's the beauty of this moment. We each have the power to answer that question.
Harris has already raised over $100,000 towards her campaign since Sunday afternoon. Mark your calendars. The largest annual meteor showers are coming soon. The Perseid meteor shower is active every year from mid-July to late August. The shower is expected to reach peak activity this year the night of August 12th and early in the morning on August 13th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Word on the street is there was supposed to be a kiss between Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones at the end of the new blockbuster film Twisters. The kiss got cut because producers thought it was too cliche. The final decision to cut the kiss? It came from Steven Spielberg. That's right, the king of the blockbuster himself robbed romantics of that final blockbuster moment. Would a kiss have brought in more than $80 million? No one seems to care. The New York Post reports that Conan O'Brien was jealous when his ex, Lisa Kudrow, would talk about how funny Matthew Perry was while on the set of Friends. Conan and Lisa good-naturedly discussed his jealousy on a recent episode of his podcast called Conan Needs a Friend. Conan said he got defensive because he thought he made Kudrow laugh a lot, but that didn't stop Kudrow from insisting Perry was hilarious. My biggest take from this story? I had no idea Conan and Lisa Kudrow dated. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, partly cloudy skies, light winds, and some patchy fog forming. Lows will drop to the upper 50s. After the morning patchy fog, we'll see mostly sunny but hazy skies, light winds, or highs will top out in the upper 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for a special Hump Day edition of The Devil's Advocate. We'll preview Joe Biden's speech to the nation and will host Angela Lang. Tune in Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
That I like the Gretchen Whitmer idea about her being vice president, but we need to win the election. And I don't know if we're ready to see two women on the ticket as of yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think at this point, Josh Shapiro would be wonderful, I think. I have a feeling it's going to be Mark Kelly, intuitively. I don't know why I have that feeling.
Yeah.
But I do think, though, at this point, I hear some people saying this is like 1968 all over again. Hubert Humphrey was a wonderful fellow. He was insipid, though. You need a candidate that has style and substance to win.
Mm.
That's what people don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, Biden had the substance. He didn't have the style. Trump used to have an image of style, but yet we know that he's a pig based on the fact that he's been exposed as the biggest charlatan on the planet. Kennedy used to have style and substance, but he sold himself out to the highest bidder. So Kamala Harris has that style and substance,
yeah. Yeah.
And that is something that you need. I think, though, I'm wondering, nobody's talking about this, but with Trump's cognitive decline and knowing how much of a wimp he really is, I'm wondering if Mother Nature might be taking her toll on him and whether or not it might be a possibility he might even not be in the race by October.
Well, you know, we'll see. I hope he is, because I'd love to see him beat. But in terms of analogies, if Josh Shapiro is picked, and it seems to me like it's down to Shapiro and Kelly, but there might be some wild card that I'm not anticipating, because Gretchen Whitmer has said she doesn't want to be in the ticket. So Shapiro is clearly a solid progressive. Mark Kelly is more of a corporate Democrat. But if he is picked, I would say that the analogy is not 1968, it's 1960, when Jack Kennedy picked Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson was a notorious conservative. He was not the progressive who transformed America during his presidency, you know, with the Great Society. He was a racist. He was a segregationist for much of his political career. But when he hooked up with Jack Kennedy, he changed, everything changed. And when Kennedy died, Lyndon Johnson, you know, for LB, yeah, exactly. And so I'm always willing to give people the benefit of the doubt.
I think what people don't really realize about LBJ is, though, I think the civil rights movement, he was in tune with it. I think he showed his humanity more.
Yes.
And Johnson loved people too. I mean, he was from Texas, you know, that larger than life hospitality. He and Lady Bird both were. So I think that did make a difference.
Yeah.
Well, dear, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Good talking with you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Yeah, as far as Trump bowing out, no. He just doesn't have the profile for it. I mean,
I think she was talking about him, you know, a hamburger getting to him, you know, kind of thing.
I was talking about the guy from Kentucky. He was talking about Trump bowing out of the race. Wasn't he talking about that?
No, I think Stephen was suggesting that at 78 and obese, that you know, his body might fall apart and he'd have to drop out, or he might even croak. Nobody's wishing that. Like I said, I'd love to see him just go beat.
No, yeah, but I mean, I just don't think he has. What we call toxic leadership, the Republicans call, even tyranny, I've called it tyrannical, but they call that good leadership. And even Richard Nixon had some sense of leadership that Donald Trump just doesn't have.
Correct.
But the reason why I was calling is this medical surveillance, if you will, or gender-related reporting, gender-specific reporting. This has been going on for years in the military when we were in Iraq and Afghanistan, because of General Order 1. People that can have children, all right? That's a good way to put it. People that can have children, they have to be monitored when General Order 1 says you cannot have sex, right?
Right.
So this is what Cruz and J.D. Vance and all these guys get that Trump just doesn't – I don't think he has the intellectual capacity to get is if – you know, they have to make it look legitimate. They have to make it look like there's for a reason. Like in the military, the menstrual police thing. Look, and when I was in the military, I had a female colonel. She told me to counsel a soldier that was subordinate to me because she got pregnant while she was on leave. But here's the thing, the colonel, you know, mentioned something about menstrual this, menstrual that. I said, no, never mind. I'll just do the counseling.
Yeah,
but
I got
the
it.
Thing
Dave,
is,
I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I got to run. But Dave, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. David Pepper is going to drop by and give us some insights into what's going on in Ohio. This is how Republicans hang on to a state. Pay careful attention. It's going to get amazing. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, I'll talk with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, about President Biden's announcement and the campaign of Vice President Kamala Harris.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.